Hello everyone, this is Infinity. It is 6:03 on June 17th, 2020. Coming to you in the early hours. Sun just came up here a little bit ago. I've been up since like 2-something before 2:30. I've been dealing with feeling odd in my body since yesterday afternoon or early afternoon, and just a continuation of stuff I've been dealing with physically. And I have not been posting on my podcast here in at least a week. I just guided to put energy into other things and be more quiet with my voice. Not really into, the whole verbal thing, all this talking. I've been guided to spend a lot of time writing. So I've been writing for and on medium.com. And that is a website where people can go and write about whatever. And there's different publications within the website. And you can just make an account and put out stories. You can set up your account so it could be curated. So you could submit your stories to the website so it's curated. And if it is, then it gets put out to the masses, and when people read it, then you can make money on your stories, actually. So I'm still working on figuring out, or not figuring out, I'm not really trying to figure out anything. I'm just doing what I'm guided to do and submitting them as I'm submitting them, and whatever happens, happens. I'm not really doing writing on Medium to make money, because it's not really the place to make money, unless you're really, really super, super big and popular. I think you can make decent money. But for the most part, it's a good place to be seen and get information and give information. And it's just another avenue. It's another creative place, another place to put out information. So as a messenger, which is what I am, I use my voice, I use my art, I use my writing, I use many different tools to give messages. Writing is definitely one of my favorite things. It always has been. And it's popular for a reason. And I like writing all sorts of stuff. So I submitted a story to a publication, and I knew it wasn't going to get picked up or picked up by the publication because it was long. And I don't have a problem either talking long or writing long. It just flows out of me. Editing length is, especially in the written form, can be difficult. I don't even try in the verbal. But by long, I mean like, 15 minutes. I think the average story on Medium is probably 5. So, and to me, I'm a fast reader. I like to read a 15-minute story. I can read way faster, typically. And even if I don't, I'm just the type of person who likes things that are longer in length when it comes to stories, whether they're articles or they're fiction or books. My favorite books are books that are 700 pages long, and because I read really fast, and so I tend to consume the written word pretty quickly. It's a definite difference to what I experienced in my young life when I was super dyslexic and had a really hard time reading and learning to read, all that stuff. But I worked that out, No, and for a long time, I love reading. I don't do it so much because time, the time factor, but otherwise, I do love reading. I'm just super selective about anything I consume. Just because I'm supposed to be putting stuff out, and I just have to be selective with my time. So anyway, I've been doing that. The one article that I was talking about that I put out to a publication on Medium, they did not accept it. I was not surprised, and it did not affect me like at all. I was like, all right, whatever. I will publish it myself. I'm not going to, because they take days to get back to you. So you submit to a publication, and they can take, I've read, up to a week to get back to you and to publish it, or to get back to you and say, no, we're not publishing it. And so I published three other stories just myself. And then this one, I thought this one would be cool if it went out. But they didn't accept it. So I published it on my own. And that is called Four Soul Code Rules to Stop Holding Back. So I share, it's kind of like my philosophy in four stages for how I get through doing what I do, holding back, you know, not holding back, giving messages, putting stuff out there, not caring what people think about me or say about me or how they react to me and all that stuff. Cause it's not part of my dynamic. I can't allow for that to get in the way. And so I know for a lot of people, they hold back in different ways, and you can apply these things to different facets of your life. Personal, professional, whether you're a professional or a professional seer, a healer, or messenger like myself, or you're just somebody who does stuff to put out there to people, and you have a problem sometimes of second guessing yourself or releasing stuff, putting things out because maybe you're afraid of what people may think of you, or they won't like it, or whatever. So anyway, that is a new story I just put out. And another one I just put out, and this is a part one of a fiction story. It's called Awakening in a New World. And that one's brand new. And I have another one that I submitted to the same publication. It's called Five Easy Things to Do When You're Feeling Energetically Heavy. And I have yet to hear back on that one. It's another one. It's like 12-minute read. So it may be too long for them as well. I think sometimes they just don't even, they're like, oh, if it's longer than whatever, I'm not even considering it. Although I did look for guidelines and I didn't see that anywhere, but just by the nature of kind of what I've seen, it tends to be that shorter things on Medium is what gets picked up in publication. So hopefully I'll hear back on that in the next day or so, and if they don't publish it, then I will, and then you'll have access to that as well. I also have I have a story on there. It's called Okay Con Man, The Prejudice Against Psychic Healers and Spiritualists. That is another long read. It's 16 minutes. And I just go into the different ways that I've experienced prejudice for being what I am and what I do, and which is really like how I was born, and people can really be very negative about that. I get, in person, I get a lot more outwardly positive responses to me, but online it can be pretty negative, or even in person it can be negative. And then I get into how that is for the little ones, for children growing up, and if people are denying psychics and healers and all that kind of stuff, what that does to them. And so anyway, please check that out. It's a really cool read for people to kind of understand what it's like on this side, or if you are one like me, to kind of help you out with that. And then I wrote a couple of articles on the whole racial thing we have going on here. So the first one was Racism, the Toll on Mental and Physical Health, a Harvard study. That was actually the last podcast that I posted, and I actually edited it from that podcast. So if you go and read the story, it's actually shorter by like 8 minutes. But I left the podcast up. I'm like, whatever, it's there. If that's the long version. So I do have the shorter version. And then the other story that I wrote is Racial Protests and Justice Must Thank COVID-19. And that is about the protests and all the involvement there. And that's a short one. That's only 5 minutes. So anyway, if you guys want to see what I've been up to in the last week, I have been communicating. It just hasn't been on the podcast. It's been through Medium. I've just been flowing with that. And I have several other stories that are in the works. So I just jump around from one to the other, just depending on the information that's coming, where how I'm being guided to and to what to focus on. So I have been really busy working, just haven't been doing podcasts. I haven't been really posting on Instagram. I haven't been doing videos on YouTube. All of that is very time consuming. And like I said, I only have time for so much. Also, I've been dealing with some interesting body stuff. So to update you guys on that, the whole like welts, the burn, like the energetic welts and burns and like not bug bite things, they have calmed down quite a bit. Even my old ones there's only a couple you can still see kind of here and there. So they haven't been popping up as much, which is nice, but they're not gone either. I've gotten them consistently around my chakras. So, just full on, like I had several right at my wrists. I actually had one on my index finger on my right hand, like my pointing finger. That was so uncomfortable and painful. It's like a blister deep. It's like a deep blister, and it itches and it burns and I actually brought it to the surface and was able to pop it. And because it traps like this water in there, it's like when it's that deep, it does this thing, and it's like an inside blister, a deep blister. It's really interesting. So I was actually like, I squeezed it and squeezed it, and it finally came to the surface, and then I popped it, and that helped a lot. I dealt with it for like 3 days before, and what's really interesting is these welts, they'll come up and then they'll be super, like I'll feel them coming up. It's this really intense tingling and concentrated energy, gets super itchy, and I try to make them go down before they pop up, and I can do that sometimes, but sometimes I can't. Sometimes it's already like well on its way before I can even begin to control the energy and get it to regulate before it does that. But I got one huge one on my right temple. I felt that one popping up as it was coming, and it was so intense, and it caused this huge, huge welt right on my temple. Wasn't that itchy though, which was interesting, just really sensitive. But it was one of those, wasn't a pimple. I know what those are like. Definitely wasn't that. I got one right at the base of my spine, right literally between my butt cheeks, right at the top of my butt, right at my root chakra. I was like, are you serious? I got them right there at my rhomboids, right at the wings, right at the top and the bottom. They finally appeared at the top and the bottom. They started at the bottom and I got more at the top. Those finally went away. I've got them right at the base of my head and my neck. And then, oh, the armpits. The arms, a few like right around like my belly button, my knees, several there, lower legs, just like all of the main spots. Not that I didn't get some like random in the middle of my arm, just a couple of those, but when I did, it would be in a cluster and they all came up on my left side and then my right side, like mirrored, like one's here and one's here, exactly in the same spot. Or I would get them on my right arm and then 2 weeks later they were showing up in the same spots on my left arm. So, and then to wrap it up and get us to present, yesterday, just out of the blue, I mean, I was around somebody for a really brief amount of time, but we were in close proximity. We were in a car together, so I don't know if that had something to do with it, because it was shortly after that that I started to experience this, and I've just been trying to figure out what the heck it is and manage it, but it's just this intense pressure, like a bloating feeling, like right underneath, like right below my heart chakra, but right above my solar plexus chakra, like right between the two. And it reminds me of being pregnant and not having any space and my diaphragm being pushed up on. But the thing is that I'm really not that bloated, just barely a little bit. And it's just very uncomfortable. And I've done meditations and I've worked with my guides to move the energy and try to figure out what this is. I keep popping out though. I haven't done a very good job of maintaining in that space. And that's odd for me too. But so this is part of why I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. I was really tired. I went to bed, I think relatively, I don't remember. I think it was around 10 or 11. Woke up somewhere in the early 2 o'clock. Oh, excuse me. 2 o'clock hour, and just this pressure. It's just this pressure right in the center of my abdomen. It has nothing to do with my stomach, because I got to a point, like I was, as it started up, I was making these pizza rolls, homemade, even fresh made dough, homemade pizza rolls. And as I'm cooking, I'm like, God, what is going on? It's just really painful. But I was hungry. Then afterwards, I was hungry when they were done, but I didn't feel like eating because I felt so full and so much pressure. But it's not coming from my stomach. It's not bloat in the stomach. And it's not like I can breathe fine. It's just, it's energy. I have a ball of energy stuck right there is what it is. And I ate And that was okay, but I felt worse afterwards, probably because, you know, it's dough and I was already feeling kind of that bloated feeling, even though it wasn't bloated in my stomach. And then again, last night it happened, you know, I got hungry and I did not want to eat. Nothing sounded good. I ended up drinking some oat milk and having a banana. So I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And it kind of got a little better, but it hasn't gone away. It has gotten a little bit better since I got out of bed and just been more like sitting up and trying to breathe, practice what I preach. I'm talking to myself going, if somebody came to me and said, this is what I'm feeling, I know what I would tell them to do. So I try to remember that for myself. You know, meditate, work on your energy, you know, that sort of stuff, and call on your guides and all that. And so I've been trying to do that and it's helping, but it hasn't gone away. So it is what it is. I'm dealing with it. Energies have just been so intense in the body. There's been so much coming through, so much information. And just energies, just a lot of shifting energy. We just got out of our June portal or the Stargate between 6/6 and 6/16. And that was super intense. It was so different from what I thought it was going to be, from what I put on the calendar for myself, for everything. I've just been, it's just been really interesting, this Stargate, and just really guided to, like I said, just kind of stay within myself, stay quiet verbally, work on the writing, and also just dealing with those energies. It's been super intense these last few days, especially leading up to the close of the Stargate or the landing, landing in our new timelines. If you think back in these last 10 days in the collective, and I'm sure your own life, things that have transpired and happenings, there's always a lot that goes on in the Stargate. And we go through so many shifts and changes in dynamic and events, and this for the collective, just things that have been transpiring and going on. COVID continuing, we have the whole George Floyd Black Lives Matter thing happening that's been huge in the collective throughout the whole world. So again, we have two huge things in the world that of course radiate out to so many other things and highlight so many other things. So we have the COVID highlighting so many things in our world and dynamic with money, finances, you know, social status, work, just home life, relationships. And then we have the racial tensions coming to a head, and just what's going on with police throughout the country. And then that has extended throughout the world. I'm really very surprised, honestly, to see so much solidarity in that regard throughout the world. It just goes to show you that this is not just a problem in the United States, but that racism is against brown and black, especially. Deal with that all over the world. And it really, if you think about it, obviously, you know, it makes perfect sense because of just the history of black people and what they were put through for centuries and how it was everywhere. So anyway, so that's been very heavy. A lot of stuff going on there. We had the close of the Stargate. So I started feeling that really intensely around the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, those last few days especially. I required a lot of sleep. So maybe you did too. We usually do, or we were usually just feeling gravity more, feeling heavier, feeling the need to rest and lay down and be and slow it down and or just focus on a couple of things. If we have that luxury. So that as well. So there's been all of these things going on. We're heading into our solstice. The summer solstice is coming up. We have a solar eclipse. We have Mercury going into retrograde. Just boom, boom, boom here at the end of the week, here in a couple days. So that's another shift in energy. The eclipse is going to be a big thing. We're going to have another. We had a lunar eclipse at the beginning of the month. And then with the new moon, and then the full moon, and then we're going to have a solar eclipse here in a couple days with the solstice, and Mercury retrograde starts tomorrow. So heads up, people, for 4 weeks until July 12th, we're having Mercury retrograde. So we are going to be in a bit of a repeat mode. We're just going to be flushing out, bringing up stuff. We may get people coming into our universe from the past. We may be visiting old situations in some way, so we can put a, you know, tie a ribbon on it, put a bow on it, and be done with it, kind of thing, or open it back up and see how it's changed. So be open. Anything that comes up in these next several days, it's for a reason, of course, so please pay attention to that. And what else? It'd probably be a good idea to think back a good 6 months and think about where you were at 6 months ago. What was happening then? What was getting worked on? What was like the foundation of things happening for you? So that would have been, where are we now? So we're June. So January, that's easy. So right at the beginning of the month, what was going on there, and what were you working on? What was happening? Of course, for a lot of people, this is going to be very different. The world looks very different than it did 6 months ago for many, pretty much the whole world, actually. 6 months ago, the world was a very different place. So think back to January and where we were at, what was going on, even December, January, obviously very much energies coming into January from December, turning over into a new decade. So a lot of cutting off of things happening in that, with those timelines, flipping over into a whole new paradigm, as you can see, in January. But we're still in January, the month of January, we're that first stargate. So we're kind of like in these two different, like straddling the line. So put yourself back there and think about what you're working on. Think about what was going on. Think about what was happening. And anything that may come up into your awareness, these are themes that could be repeating again in some way, shape, or form. We're definitely looking into seeking more balance with the divine masculine and the divine feminine. That's another article that I have in the works, and really getting into that information a little bit more. But this is really about building our foundation, getting into balance, having more of a direction in and an awareness for the collective and for us individually. What creatively are we supposed to be working on? What spiritually are we supposed to be working on? How are we supposed to be healing ourselves in our body? How are we supposed to be contributing to healing the world? And where are we holding back? And what to do about it? So all of these things we need to think about. These are things that I've been writing about. So as I've shared, so please look into those avenues for yourself. I know I haven't been posting meditations, just haven't been guided to do it. Like I said, I went through this period where every time I went into a podcast type meditation that was for like the collective, and I had to like really do all this channeling and stuff, I would just start breaking out with my hives. So I just was told to tone it down and really just focus on me, what I was doing, because I started to actually feel some pressure. I'm like, I'm not doing meditations, I'm not doing podcasts, I'm not doing my weekly videos. And should I be doing that? My guide said, no, you are doing stuff, you're writing, this is what you should be focusing on, maintaining your body, dealing with that, what you're dealing with physically, and people need to take care of themselves for right now. And if you're not doing a podcast, if you're not doing an energy update, it's okay. And so that helped me out a lot. I write about that in that one story, that I'm still waiting to hear on the five things to do if you're feeling energetically heavy, that story. So hopefully that'll be coming out soon. Anyhow, we're going to close this up with doing a, where are my cards? Donde está? Oh, they're there. With doing a oracle reading with the Hidden Worlds. Hidden Worlds Oracle. So, hopefully you've been doing great. Hopefully you've been feeling okay, listening to your body, and not missing me too much. Okay, I want to welcome in our guides and guardians. I want to thank everybody for being here. I also have not really at all been working with cards. Haven't been doing this at all. So this is first time I've done this in a while. So, everybody just please just take a deep breath and again, welcome in our guides and guardians. Get a message here for us to focus on for this next week or so is what I'm hearing right now. I'm getting tingly in my wings. When I say that, if you don't know, if you're new to the podcast, you're like, she's talking about her wings. I'm talking about energetic wings that we all have. Some of us, we can really feel them. They really start to activate as we start to clear our bodies of energy. They are made to, it's a system of energy that goes up and down our spinal column, connects to our chakras. But this energy, as we fill up with our life force, it actually is meant to extend out of our backs through our etheric wings, our energetic wings. So they extend right around, right from the rhomboid area. So this is why I got those welts there, because there was so much energy going in that direction. And it can get kind of locked up if we're not really used to that energy flowing. So people get a lot of problems in their rhomboid area, in their shoulder area, a lot of tightness. But anyway, so we start to get tingly in that area when we meditate, when we work with the cards, we start to channel, we start to connect with our guides and our guardians, start to do any kind of healing. I'll start to, I just get so freaking tingly. I start to short circuit equipment. So, for real. For realsies. And, anyway, so when I start working with the cards, really start feeling really connecting the same thing happens. So anyway, feeling the tingles. Here we go. Open like the lotus, card number 25, flowering spirit, revelation, maturity. Open like the lotus. Oops, wrong buttons. Turn that up so I have some light. Oh no, I changed my mind. We have gotten this card before. So here we are again with open like the lotus. I don't think it was that long ago, but anyway, okay, here we go. Open like the lotus, flowering spirit, revelation, maturity. You have opened fully and flowered. If you feel you have not, this is the time to contemplate this lotus and see what takes place within. See what takes place when you, like it, fully open up and bloom. It takes time to open in nature and in life, and we do so because it is our very nature to expand and open up to our full potential, to all that we are. This lotus is being its most potentialized self, but we humans often stop at certain points upon the opening process and feel and grow comfortable there because we have received cultural and societal approval to stay there and go no further. But your full potential lies in continual expansion. For you, it is not so much the continual expansion of the physical self, for we all grow old. It is the transitory nature of physical existence. This is the transitory nature of physical existence. But we expand in the soulful self. We keep opening our minds, expanding our hearts, extending our spirit, and unfurling the petals of consciousness until we are open and in bloom. All about us are these bright sparks of the divine, like the fairy tending to the lotus. These are our sparkling moments of divine connection coming at unexpected times, reminding us of our sacred nature, urging us to go beyond that world, what our world wants us to think of, not the natural world, but the constructed human world. And when these moments come, that brief, glorious moment of bliss slips in and helps us to continue on the soul's journey to first bloom, then evolve. This card is a reminder to be like this lotus, to open up, to extend, to explore your full potential, and to remember where you are now may not be where you are being urged by your soul to go. Come back to your deepest values, measure your life against those, and make that small change that will see you flower today. Illumination. I am opening up like the lotus flower, and when I am open, the divine can reach me. Ha, I love it. And when I am open, the divine can reach me. Yes, yes, definitely. So the process of opening up. So what I'm hearing is to not think of yourself as an adult, as somebody 25 or 35 or 45 or 55 or 65 or 75 or 85 years old, but to think of yourself as an infinite soul in a body, coming into awareness within that body, regardless of the age of the body. And when you do that, you're expanding your energy. You're reaching out into the ether, to connect, to plug in with and to your soul, and to your guides and guardians, to Gaia, and to the cosmos, to creation, to our prime creators, Mother, Father, God, and receive and be able to release. So we just have to think of ourselves like this little bud forming and growing and becoming a flower and then a blossom and then opening up and unfurling fully and allowing for us to do that. Like she says here, all about us are these bright sparks of the divine, like the fairy tending to the lotus. So there's these little fairy that are around this lotus. These are our sparkling moments of divine connection, coming at unexpected times, reminding us of our sacred nature, urging us to go beyond what our world wants us to think of, not the natural world, but the constructed human world. And when these moments come, that brief, glorious moment of bliss helps us to continue on the soul's journey to first bloom and then evolve. So the idea, the goal is evolution, and to not stand in the way of that evolution. But before we can evolve, we need to, I guess, energetically step into the chamber. It's kind of like if you think about, I'm getting this like vision of Star Trek, you know, before they go into the thing where they could, God, I haven't seen that in such a long time. What is it called? Where they step up into that platform and they can teleport or whatever. Not teleport, but I can't remember what they call it. But so before they can move from one place to another within that chamber, within the thing that gets them from point A to point B, which I always thought was the coolest shit ever. I loved it when they used that. And but you got to get yourself there. You got to get yourself to that platform. So it's about preparation, and it's mostly just really about a state of mind. It's about getting out of your own way to say, look, I know that there's these constructed ideas of what the world is, and that's the norm, and that's the mainstream. And if you go out of that, then you're loopy, crazy, woo-woo, nutso person getting judged and whatever. But there comes a point where it really, truly, there's like, you're at a precipice. Like, does it matter? Because I need to see what is meant to be seen. What is the truth? What am I? Where are we? What's going on? What's happening? And the more you tap into those things, the more you do get, you do see and feel and experience the sparks of the divine and these amazing, magical experiences that sometimes explaining is just so, and just not in any way equivalent to your experience, but it's the best you can do. And at the same time, as you think about these various things that may be happening or have happened, and if you're on this path, definitely will happen, synchronicities and stuff like that, and just things that will shift your recognition and understanding of what the quote unquote real world is. Because there's so much out of our frame of what we can see with our eyeballs that is real in the world, that exists, and once we start to tap into that, it's impossible to not have it affect us. Now, some people get very disturbed, emotionally upset, they get depressed because they think that they're going crazy. This happens a lot during the awakening process and the connecting process because they've never experienced anything like that before, and they don't understand what's happening. And they can lose time, and it can be just really intensely confusing. So hopefully if you've been through that, you understand what I'm going through. I think most people have a period of that. Not that can coincide with the dark night of the soul, but not necessarily. It can come and go because of the uncertainty of what's going on with you when you're opening up and when you're experiencing things, how different that can go. And that could be just by yourself, that could be when you meditate, that could be when you meet other people and events unfold, that could be in your dream state, that, I mean, all sorts of stuff. And it could be a compounding bunch of all of that stuff. I remember that doesn't happen to me anymore, but when I was getting used to all this stuff, there would be days where I'd be like, I cannot get any more because it's just too much for me to process. It's just too much. I cannot. Please stop. Like, I had to ask my guides. I had to ask everybody. I had to just ask for just nothing, nothingness. And you can do that. You can be like, this is just too much. If you ever get to that point, there's just too many synchronicities, too many things just one on top of the other that you're just having a hard time reconciling because it can get to be so overwhelming. You can ask for it to get toned down for a bit and just to process it, because you have to see it from the other side, from your soul side and this side. We are behind a curtain where it's super, super dense to get information through to us from the other side. So they're just pelting the curtain with a bunch of stuff for us to get and pay attention to and put together and to be, so we can be guided and led. Once that curtain starts to thin out, or the veil starts to thin out and more stuff can come through, they're actually hitting us. Those things are hitting us. And because it's just like, it's a law of averages. If we throw a million at her, maybe 1,000 will stick. So we're going to throw 1,000,000 balls at her. And so even if 1,000 sticks, that's a lot. But if they're throwing 1,000,000 at you and you're getting hit with 500,000, you're like, ah. So you have to sometimes be like, yeah, I'm getting all this stuff, and I just need it to get toned down a little bit. We do go through that. We go through that physically, emotionally, energetically, where we just kind of cap out and we need the storm of information and energies to chill out so we can regulate, acclimate, associate, integrate, and move on. So you're always in control. May not feel like it, that's for sure, but we do have the ability to manage the controls. We just have to get used to recognizing things and understanding that we retrain our brain as to what we can control, where our mind goes, what we're thinking of, what we're doing, how we're associating, what we're working on, anything, any of those things. So the same thing goes for information coming at us and all that good stuff. So we can manage that, but we definitely want to, as much as we can, stay as open as we can. That's what this is about, open like the lotus. So, and this is saying you have opened. You're ready to receive. And if you feel like you're maybe not, then this is the time to work on that. And if there's blocks, what are those blocks? What are the hangups? What's holding you back? What's keeping you behind a thicker wall than you're ready for? Is it fear of the unknown? Is it fear of ridicule? It's usually fear of something. you know, whatever. So work that out, think about that, meditate on it, write on it, whatever, take a walk on it, and just reiterate to yourself, to your spirit guides, to that you are ready, or you're ready to be ready for this opening up, this unfoldment, and eventual evolution to continue. Okay, so there we go, guys. I hope that lands on you softly, and that you have a great rest of your day. Again, I hope you've been doing great. Please check out my stories on Medium. I will put the link here in the description for you. Check them out. Just so you know, you can clap up to 50 times on stories. You just keep hitting the clap thing. And as you read stories, if you don't have the intention to actually read a story, it's better if you don't even click on it until you do, because it's like algorithms. If you open it up and then close it without reading it, it shows as a non-read. So if you have the intention to read something, please read it. Open it up with the intention to read it, or wait until you do. But I do hope you do get there. You do read my Medium profile, my different stories that I have up there and that I'm working on in the future. Please subscribe to me. And other than that, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. It is Wednesday. It is currently 6:55 in the Pacific. And I will see you maybe soon. I do have, this is another thing. I did do one of my podcasts with my guests, Sensei Alex, on Saturday, and I've just been dealing with computer stuff and getting that ready. So I will be posting that in the next day or so. If not today, maybe, probably tomorrow. But I had a great interview with a Buddhist teacher, and he wrote a book, and he's really great. So I'm going to be posting that. We also did it on Zoom, so it's also a video, so you can listen to it, you can watch it on YouTube once I have that up. So I have to do all those things. So anyway, just a heads up on that. And I guess that's it. So anyway, have a wonderful, beautiful day, family. Infinite love and blessings. Don't forget, the key is to create. I love you already, and always live in love. Bye, guys.